With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. Finance Minister Erica Shafuda will present the national budget in Parliament on Thursday, outlining allocations to meet the government's financial needs. With a new administration and a smaller cabinet, economist Salomo Hay weighs in on whether the budget will align with national priorities and support the newly merged ministries.
I think the budget process was concluded. Budget process is quite a lengthy process. There's budget consultations that takes place. There's budget submissions from the different ministries that take place. The new finance minister, with her coming in, I'm sure some of these processes had been completed already. The budget that will be presented would be a budget that's been part of that process that will then now culminate in whether it includes some of the implementation plans that comes from the manifesto, and whether that will be funded through this budget or whether this now will be funded in the next budget or in the medium-term review.
President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah informed her first cabinet meeting that she'd have zero tolerance for bureaucratic delay to policy reform. The president on Tuesday said there will be no business as usual. Decisions taken must be implemented without delay, she told her colleagues in her opening remarks.
It is a good beginning in terms of setting the tone, but that is not sufficient in itself. It needs to be internalized both by the political office bearers as well as the public servants in terms of what is her vision, what are her value propositions, and how she wants to run the affairs of government and the state. And there was an indication that there will be monitoring and evaluation, especially of cabinet ministers after 3 months. So it is a wait and see how that will work.
The South African Institute of International Affairs has warned that the country cannot win any fight against the United States. Chairperson Muletsi Mbeki shared concerns over SA-US relations following the return of expelled ambassador Ibrahim Rasool. Mbeki told Newsroom Africa that the power imbalance is just too wide.
We don't want a fight with the United States because there is no fight with the United States that South Africa can win. There is nothing we have that the Americans want from us. They buy it if it's there. Our government doesn't seem to understand that. They seem to think we can fight the United States and win.
Cassava Technologies, founded by Zimbabwean telecommunication tycoon Strive Masiyiwa, has partnered with NVIDIA to build Africa's first artificial intelligence factory. The AI infrastructure will be deployed across Cassava's data centers in South Africa by June of 2025, with plans to extend to Egypt, Kenya, Morocco, and Nigeria. The move will give African businesses, startups, and researchers with cutting-edge AI technology to drive innovation and capitalize on the fourth industrial revolution. The Trump administration has nominated conservative activist and writer Leo Brent Bozell III as the next U.S. ambassador to South Africa. The nomination, Bloomberg Africa reports, comes at a time of tense U.S.-SA relations over the country's genocide case against Israel at the International Court of Justice. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.